Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. This is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast, and we're broadcasting today from the sanctuary of Eagle Mountain International Church, where we have the entire student body today of Kenneth Copeland Bible College. Would you give yourselves a hand this morning, please? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We praise you and we thank you today. Oh, the glory of God and the love of God and the goodness of God. And that we have the privilege of learning, knowing, and understanding the force of faith in God, the invisible force, the creative force of Almighty God. And the awesome fact that as believers, we've been created in Christ Jesus. We are His workmanship. Glory to God. New creatures in Christ, created again. Glory, oh, glory to God. Thank you. And we're talking about life and death, blessing and cursing, which is the way of mankind. But we don't have to, I learned this from Brother Hagin. We have Brother Kenneth E. Hagin. That's for the value and of the radio and television audience, that maybe there's somebody in the world that doesn't now know who Kenneth Irwin Hagin was and is. Just because he's in heaven doesn't make him a was. He still is. He still is. And he's there with my mother and my dad, who absolutely and do still think the very world of him, the very heaven of him now, because they're out of this world. And my father in the faith, Oral Roberts, Evelyn Roberts, Ronnie Roberts, and Nancy Roberts. Well, she was married and killed in an airplane crash, which I don't like to get into it because it makes me mad. Well, anyway, didn't have to happen. But here we are alive and well, and choosing life. So let's go back where we have been for the last 2 days, and we'll go back to Deuteronomy 30, to the 19th verse again. Now, this is God speaking. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you. What can we say to that? You have no excuse. Because I call heaven and earth. This is the way of heaven and this is the way of the earth. That I have. You notice that's past tense. He have already. He has already. I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life. You is the understood subject of the sentence. You. Life and death is not the subject here. You are the subject. I am the subject. You, watching by television, are the subject. You choose. It's your choice. How do you choose life? You choose Jesus. Amen. Amen. You choose Him. Now notice this. That you and your seed may live, that you may love the Lord thy God, that you may obey His voice, that you may cleave to him, for, read it out loud, he is thy life and the length of thy days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which the Lord thy swore unto your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give to them. You live. He is our life. He is our life. So, how do you choose life? Well, first place, you have to choose it by faith. Now, we read this, my son, forget not my law or teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments. We read right there in the book of Hebrews, the 9th chapter, the 27th verse, it is appointed to all men once to die, not a time to die, not a day to die, once to die, and after that, the judgment. Amen. Forget not my law or teaching, let your heart keep my commandments. Let your, in your heart, you obey God because you love him and because you want to. You just want to do that. Well, we have a new commandment. Jesus said so in the 13th chapter of John, right there at the supper that changed heaven and earth forever, because just a few hours after that, Jesus would go to the cross and he would die there and spend 3 days and nights in hell, redeeming us from the curse of the law. He took our sins into that pit. He took our sicknesses into that pit. He took our poverty into that pit and gave us life. We live in him, and he lives in us. He lives. Thank God. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Now then, go with me to John chapter 6. Bless you. John chapter 6, beginning with the 53rd verse. Then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily. He got two verilies. Verily, verily, I say unto you. That verily, actually, that's a legal term. Verily. Verily, I tell you the truth. It literally means what I'm telling you is the truth, nothing but the truth. This is absolute truth. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. What's he talking about? He's talking about the covenant meal that's coming. Now, these are covenant people, and some of them knew very well what he was talking about and just couldn't take it. You have no life in you. Wait a minute. We're talking about having life in us. Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life. And I will raise him up at the last day, for my flesh is meat indeed, my blood is drink indeed. He that eats my flesh and drinks my blood dwells in me and I in him. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 24 and 25. That's communion. That's where we judge ourselves. Amen. As the living Father has sent me, and I live by the Father, so that he eateth me, even he shall live by me. Now come down to the 63rd verse. It is the Spirit that quickens or makes alive. The flesh profits nothing. Listen, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. The word is life. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 4. Praise God. My son, attend to my words. What does attend mean? It not only means to pay attention to it, it means to put it first. I learned many, Gloria and I both learned many, many years ago. I remember it. I can just see it in my mind in a 10-day seminar that Kenneth Hagin taught. And he said, all that would put the word first place in your life, please stand. We jump to our feet. What does that mean? That the word, now listen, the word is life. This book is living thing. The word is live and sharper than any two-edged sword, dividing asunder the spirit, soul, and the marrow. You get the marrow of your bones healed like that. Leukemia heals like that. Amen. But listen to this. This book, the promises and the facts. Isaiah 53 was a promise. 1 Peter 2:24 is a fact. By His stripes we were healed. If we were healed, we are healed. If we are healed, I am healed now. I don't care what the symptoms are.
Amen.
But we cannot compromise that and walk in it. Mm-hmm. Well, Brother Copeland, I've got COVID. I don't care. Get out of bed. You don't have to be in a bed. Get up from there. Go get dressed. Go eat something. I don't care whether you have any appetite or not. You tell your body what to eat. Don't let your body tell you what to eat.
That's right.
Get up from there. Be laying in the bed. Lachey, will that work or not?
It will work, sir.
It did for you, didn't it?
Yes, sir.
And you had a liver that wasn't worth much. Liver cancer.
Yes, sir.
Now, from what I'm told by medical people, that's one of the worst cancers there is. Just destroys the liver. But her dad, that apostle of God, ordered her. He didn't ask her. He said, you get up. You get up from there. She had been told she didn't have but 30 days to live. And she got up. She refused to go to bed. Got up and got dressed. And got in the Word night and day. And day and night. And night and day. And day and night. And night and day. And day and night. And night and day. And the 28th day she knew in her heart she was healed. But she stayed the whole 30 days and went back for her examination. And what was it? 5 specialists that came in there. I mean, they x-rayed everything but her nose. Couldn't find any cancer. Words of life. My words are spirit. You have to get it in the spirit first for it to come on out into the flesh. Glory to God. Faith-filled words dominate the laws of sin and death.
Yes. Yes.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I had a little spot right there on my left hand about the size of a grain of rice. And I'd look at that and I thought, what in the world is that anyway? And I scratched at it and it kind of wept up there a little bit. And then it got sore. And I thought, well, I don't know what it is. I'll just go have it checked. And the doctor looked at it and walked in there. He's a specialist and a black man, sharp. And I don't know, there was just something about him when I walked in there. I just knew I was in the right place. And I introduced myself and he said, yes, Brother Copeland, I know who you are. And he said, my grandmother, his grandmother and grandfather. He said, you're your partners. I thought, hey, I'm in good hands here. So they biopsied, came back, and he said, well, he said, it's cancer. I said, is that right? Yeah, he said, it's cancer. I said, well, okay. So what do you do? I went straight to James 5. Amen. I read James 1, 2, 3, and 4. And read very sure I was in faith, nothing wavering, before you get over to James 5. And so I called my pastor, George Pearson's. And George and Terry came over to the house. Kelly was out of town, and so was John. We had both of them on the phone. And I held my hand out there like that. And Pastor George put that oil in his hand and touched that. The moment he touched it, there was a shock went through my hand. And then I started laughing. Oh, great God. Hallelujah. Well, then I had to go over to another specialist. And he said, now, and the instructions were like this. Now, plan to stay from 2 to maybe 3 hours, because he will shave little shavings in that area until there are no more cancer cells. So I came, did what they said. They did their little shave, and they came back in however long it took to, you know, to analyze it. They came back in and said, well, Mr. Copeland, there are no more cancer cells there. Well, I could have told them that before. And so they sewed it up. They did such a good job, you can hardly see the scar. Yeah. Amen. 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 Why? My body's too full of life. Yeah. John G. Lake. If you don't know who John G. Lake was and is, then get the book. We published a book of his sermons and his life. So he was in an area of the bubonic plague. People were dying, I mean, all around them. They were in South Africa. And the British had offered what was amounted to $1,000 a day back there then for anyone that would help them. Well, nobody wanted, they wouldn't even get close to the people. Well, Lake and his team just went right on in there. Never did get it. And so Britain had sent doctors and scientists in there trying to learn more about this disease. And they asked him why he did not get sick. And he said, you know, people die with that disease with a frothing at the mouth. He said, take a sample of that froth and put it under the microscope. They did. It was teeming with the virus. He said, now put another in the palm of my hand. Now put that under the microscope. And all the virus was dead. He's the one that said, faith in God and the anointing of God is to the spirit realm what electricity is in the natural realm. And back then, electricity and widespread use of it was new. Now, what do you mean by that? There are very definite laws that govern the physical laws of electricity. Well, we know that. I mean, how many of you used electricity this morning in some form? Everybody in the house. Amen. That same electricity that blessed you, toasted your bread, and turned on the microwave that heated up whatever you needed heated up, and the refrigerator that cooled whatever you needed to be cooled, if you misuse the laws of it, it'll kill you. It will kill you. It liked to kill me one time. I was a little boy, and they built a back porch on our house, and then they enclosed it, and I slept out there on that what was a sleeping porch at first, and then I just, that was my room from then on. And I went out there. My bunk beds were right up next to the window that had been the back of the house, but the window was open and there was a small lamp I slept on the bottom bunk, and a small lamp under there. Well, the floor is concrete and the floor was a little bit damp. I walked out there. I was well grounded. I had my feet on the floor and reached in here, and I caught hold of it to squeeze that little button. And when I did, it got me, man. I mean, I couldn't shake it. I couldn't get loose from it. And I was doing this. My dad was standing just inside that window. Now, he knew what to do because he liked to got killed that way. And he grabbed that cord with both hands and yanked the cord completely and yanked the lamp out of my hand and jerked that lamp out of the socket. I had already begun to change colors. The devil tried to kill me many times over the years. And like the guy said, he got me, but he didn't get me good. And we're out of time. Give the Lord a praise. Woo! Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
There's a personal hands-on experience that you'll get that you won't be able to find anywhere else, where you can actually learn things and then apply them to real life and see results right away.
With each class, it takes you higher and higher.
I love all the instructors and how they impart to us the things that the Lord has laid on their hearts to share with us. They give us a new love for the Word.
You better preach what you learn here. Praise God. Listen, I'm telling you, you start out, you listen to it, and you listen to it until it comes out of your mouth. Glory to God. But when it comes out of your mouth, it'll have your anointing on it. And it'll come out like me. It'll come out like you. Glory to God.
Everything that I'm learning here will carry on and is preparing me for the next step.
Take the next step. Apply today. You have been able to be a part of Kenneth Copeland Bible College for the length of this broadcast. How amazing it would be if you were a part of it every day for 2 years.
Amen.
Spencer Nordyke, we were ordained together.
Yes.
Your wife, Cindy, my husband, George, the four of us back in 1990. Yep. And here you are, an instructor at KCBC. What do you teach?
I teach Foundations of Faith. All of my classes are first year. I teach Foundations of Faith, which we go through. Half of the course is the notes from the Kenneth Copeland Bible. And then the other half of the course are foundational teachings like the force of faith, Jesus, the name above every name, realities of redemption. Probably one of my favorite classes is learning that faith is the servant of the believer and watching the faces of the students when they find out that faith works for them and they can tell faith what to do. It's just really amazing watching their faces
and
when
not
they
just
that.
For Kenneth Copeland, but you also teach Bible ethics and ministry,
yes.
Which is so important in a day when ethics is not even discussed. We drill it and drill it and drill it.
That's right.
As well as integrity,
yes.
Which this ministry is known for. And we have come up understanding that of integrity from Brother Copeland. No compromise.
That's right. The foundation of all ministry is integrity of God's Word. And having that as your base, as your foundation, helps you stay the course in ministry and last a long time.
You know, the Word says that Jesus said, "These works that I do, you're going to do. And even greater than this." What were the works of Jesus besides teaching, preaching, and healing? The Bible says He sent them out. First the apostles, and then the 70 others. He sent them out. When you are supporting Kenneth Copeland Bible College, then you are doing the works of Jesus. When you give financially, you're doing the works of Jesus. You are sending ministers out. You're sending out believers who are taught and trained to be assistants in their churches. You can give at kcm.org/give. And just look for the KCBC account, or you can text to give.
Yes, you can text 36609 and the keyword KCBC and the dollar amount.
And I believe it's going to be a big, big dollar amount.
Yes.
So we're believing for a lot here at KCBC. You can call the number that's on your screen wherever you are in the world and support not only KCBC, but the mission of Kenneth Copeland Ministries around the world. Be sure you mention KCBC when you write, though, to KCBC, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. Love being a part with you today. So Spencer Nordyke and Pastor Terry here telling you that God loves you,
we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for sowing into Kenneth Copeland Bible College. To give online, go to kcm.org/give and look for the KCBC account. You can also text to give at 36609 and the keyword KCBC. Together, we are sending the uncompromised word of faith around the world.